Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with Dave Wanake.
Hello.
Welcome.
I'm ready to quiz.
Are you ready to quiz?
Yeah, I love a quiz.
Well, you should be, as the host of 400 episodes of Do Go On, the podcast that is literally general knowledge gathering.
Yeah, it is. But how many of 400 do I remember? About... six or seven. So,
well, maybe I'm gonna say congratulations on 400
episodes.
It's great to have you on at this moment to sort of celebrate that. You did a big live show this week.
Yeah, we had a live show on Saturday night at Stupid Old Studios, which we streamed, and we did the podcast first, and then my co-host Jess Perkins' dream was to DJ, and she DJ'd up a storm.
She's a radio DJ. She knows that,
Yeah.
But she does that every weekend.
Yeah. this is taking it to the next level. Yeah. Usually on Triple Day, she doesn't have glow sticks.
I see.
But we did.
What are the moments in history that have stood out from 400 moments in history?
Oh, my gosh. The first thing that came to my mind, I don't know why, is the Hindenburg going down.
That's just fascinated
the humanity, Because what we do is there's three hosts and we take it in turns to do the deep dive. So the ones that I've researched, I remember more than the others.
Of course.
Now I'm thinking about Chernobyl. I'm thinking about the Mount St. Helens volcanic eruption. I've done all the disasters.
Where people have died.
I did the grim topics, Jess does nicer topics. We're talking Dolly Parton. Matt does heists. You know, we've all got our own.
Yeah, you've got your areas of expertise. Well, Do Go On, of course. 400 episodes of it available in the podcast app that you're in right now. We have a quiz for you today. 10 questions coming up. But much like your show, we have a brains trust here to assist. just as helpful, I'm sure. First of all, who's actually just dropped in. I don't know if you've got any scripts that need filling, but we have from the pharmacy down the road, it's a big hello to Aiden.
Hey, how are you?
Thanks for dropping in, because we couldn't get a full brains trust today, so I was walking past the pharmacy and I just pulled Aiden in.
I caught your eye, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
My smile.
Yeah. Well, it's such a glowing smile, you know. It's very hard to walk past.
It really means a lot to me, Kyron. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Have you had any work done to get on the smile?
No, natural? I brush my teeth just like any other man.
Well, that's not true. Not all men brush their teeth.
No, a few do. I've seen people come in and out with toothpaste. It's a pretty hot item,
Oh, yeah. Is that one of the top sellers?
That and Panadol, yeah.
Toothpaste and Panadol.
Yeah. Those two people, they come in with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they leave with Panadol and toothpaste sometimes.
Wow. So Aiden is here
to
assist.
So great to meet you, Aiden. So great.
Yeah, I'd love to. So great to meet you. I'd love to help in any way I can.
Thank you. Are you still on the clock right now, being paid by the parents?
Yeah, I'm on my lunch break.
Oh, okay, right. We're gonna
That's all right. The clock stops for lunch sometimes.
But the Brains Trust, thankfully, does not end there. We also have a singer-songwriter from Geelong. It's a big hello to Guy McMahon.
G'day, Wax Quizzical. Guy McMahon at your service.
Great to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us and coming up from Geelong.
You're most welcome, Quick trip on the V-Line.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a gig tonight in the city?
No, not tonight, unfortunately. But if anyone's booking, you can hit me up at my Instagram.
Oh, do you have a... Is it just at Guy McMahon?
No, it's at Ike Haig. it's my manager. Yeah,
great.
Booked through my manager. Yeah.
You can get my Instagram too, which is Chemist Warehouse at Chemist Warehouse.
Great. That's not the way I was expecting that to go. What sort of singer songwriter from Geelong?
That's right.
You're obviously quite popular in Geelong.
Yeah.
You're on the pub scene, getting around to all the locals.
Pub scene.
You're at the Workers RSL, and the Star.
Yeah, that's right. And Lammy's Tavern.
Lammy's, big one.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful stuff. Yeah.
And you're just like a regular spot. Do you do the open mic, or are they booking you in on like a Friday night?
No.
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm hot property, much like this toothpaste and Panadol.
The toothpaste and Panadol of Geelong. Long music.
That's right. Yeah, put that on a poster, Karen Wheatley.
So Guy McMahon is here as well, Dave.
Guy, what a pleasure.
Always a pleasure with you, Dave. I'm a big fan of the podcast.
You listen to Do Go On?
Oh, I love Do Go On. More of a Matt fan than anyone, but
Aren't we all? Yeah. And I love your music.
Just joshing. Oh, thank you.
Specifically like your drummer.
Yeah.
Great old beats.
Stinkles McKee. Yeah.
Stinkles
McKee. Yeah. I thought he played the keys, but no, he's on the drums, is he?
Yeah, that's a common misconception.
Who's on the keys?
Drummy McDrummerson.
Question number one.
I've got a good feeling about this, Karen.
In cricket, what are they talking about when they refer to the white ball game? Are you watching the Ashes? Are you up late?
I've seen a bit of the Ashes.
Mm-hmm.
A bit of Baz Ball.
Mm. It's the only Baz Ball, you say?
This thing that started out as a joke, I think, about how England are going to play cricket now. They're taking it quite seriously. The style of game, Baz Ball.
Yeah, I did hear that they're like, we're not about draws.
Yeah.
They can stop playing test cricket.
Yeah.
I don't know why I turned into Husey there for a second. But in cricket, what are they talking about when they refer to the white ball game?
Fuck it. I should go to the Brains Trust here. Aiden, you would wear white at work.
I wear white sometimes.
Is that annoying that you sort of have to get into uniform every day and it's a white coat?
No, the guys at the back wear the white coats. I kind of just wear a black shirt.
Oh, okay.
Because I kind of just work at the counter.
Oh, you're not a pharmacist.
No, I just work at the pharmacy, yeah.
Yeah, okay, just at the front, just on the till.
I kind of watch TV sometimes.
Okay, any sport?
No, not really, but the white ball game, I guess it's like, maybe it's like pool.
Oh, so in cricket it's referring to pool.
There could be, they refer to it. That's sort of
a game they play on the tea break, man.
Yeah.
They're relaxing. Yeah.
That's the pool. The pool ball's the one you hit, so maybe that's similar true. To...
Okay, so maybe it's a pool is an option available to you. I mean, singer-songwriters in Australia have a long history of writing songs about cricket.
That's right, I'm more of a 10-pin bowls man myself.
Oh, you've written some 10-pin bowls songs?
I have indeed, Karen.
Wow. Yeah. Have they ever made it into, like, because, I mean, we've got the Hottest 100 in this country.
Yeah,
of course,
the Hottest 100, 1961.
Right, one of the early ones.
Yeah, well, called Bowl Me Over, a beautiful, beautiful love song.
And do you still play that down at Lammy's?
The boomers go crazy for it. Yeah.
For Bowl Me Over.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, because I guess they might think it's about a relationship or something obvious like that.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
But it's not. It's about...
It's a bit of both, if truth be told.
Oh, okay, it's a metaphor.
Yeah.
That's Ten-pin bowling is a metaphor for love.
Right. That's exactly right. Strike, Karen.
Could you give us a bit of the chorus, perhaps? Yeah. Is there...
Sure.
I mean, I know you don't have your guitar with you, and it's a bit of a big ask, I know.
You bowl me over, now I'm under your spell.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
The rest is behind a paywall.
But in cricket, what are they talking about when they refer to the white ball?
Look,
game?
I really appreciate the input of the Brains Trust there, but I'm going to go with limited overs cricket.
Limited overs cricket. We'll lock it in. Question number two. What is the largest species of shark? Of shark. You scared of sharks?
Yeah, I think in a reasonable kind of way.
In a sort of, humans are scared of sharks.
Yeah.
So you don't surf? Do you surf?
No, I do not surf. And maybe that's because I'm scared of sharks.
I don't surf because I'm scared. I'm from Perth. A lot of my family surf. But I don't surf because I'm scared of sharks.
Right.
It's very specific.
I actually reckon you'd be really good apart from that, you know?
Yeah, do I look like that? Yeah. I look like Perth, do I?
The Perth surfy kind of guy.
Yes.
But no, I don't surf. I am a bit scared of sharks. And the bigger, probably the more scared I'd be, I reckon.
And also, like, they're starting to put them on TikTok now. The big they. But there's lots of videos around at the moment of, like, sharks attacking someone who's stand-up paddling.
The sharks are putting that on TikTok, are they?
Yeah. I'm not sure who's doing it. Someone's doing it.
It's a warning, is it?
But I think the algorithm has figured out...
Fuck this paddle guy.
...has figured out that I'm scared of sharks and has decided to serve them to me constantly.
What did you do to him?
Nothing. I'm scared of them.
Right.
There's one where a shark. There's a lot of commotion in a shark viewing cage in the ocean, in the open ocean, and someone jumps out, and then a shark jumps out of the cage, and then someone else comes out of the cage.
Okay. Now I think that what's happened here is you've watched the film The Megalodon starring Jason Statham. Well, someone's put a short clip of that on Instagram.
Sounds an awful lot like Sharknado.
Holy shit. Yeah. Have you seen this?
This guy, I think his name's Jace or something. Yeah. So what's the largest species of shark, do we think?
This is a genuine guess. I think it might be is the killer whale a shark?
Is the killer whale a shark? An orca, you reckon?
Or maybe. I think that's one of those ones where it's technically not a whale, but then maybe it's technically like a dolphin or something like that.
Yeah, okay. Technically not a shark.
But technically not a whale.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
But it could be technically a shark. I don't think
it's a fish because they go up to the surface to breathe.
Yes. Again, that's the megalodon.
Yeah. What about in Cario Bay?
You're on the water.
That's right.
There's probably a few sharks down there that come in
all the time.
Bull sharks and things.
Exactly right. Exactly. This is a second trick question. A shark question about whales, and we had a cricket question about pool. So we got a lot of trick questions today.
Why is it about whales? You think it's the whale shark? Do you?
I don't know. Is that not the general consensus?
Yeah, I think it might be. I live down by the Bayside Shopping Centre, so I'm also by the ocean.
Oh, you're Bayside too.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to go swimming. Now I've said I'm not scared. I'm scared of sharks. I'm going to go swimming with whale sharks in Mexico next month.
Are you really?
But I haven't technically looked into whether they're a shark or a whale.
Oh, right. You should before you.
I really should, shouldn't I? But I know that they don't attack humans.
So
there was a video a couple of years ago of it swallowing a person and then spitting them back out. Again, I'm thinking of the megalodon.
Do you want to put whale shark?
Do we think it's whale shark? Do we think that is a shark? Or is it a whale?
I'm going to double down. Yes.
Yes, okay. It's a yes.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we'll lock in whale shark. Question number three. Who designed the Eiffel Tower? Who designed the Eiffel Tower? Eiffel Tower's come up as a...
You're never going to believe this. I have done a Dugon report about the Eiffel Tower.
It pays to know.
Wow.
And I can't remember.
It doesn't pay to know, unfortunately.
Guy Aiden, any thoughts?
A lot of Eiffel Towers at Chemist Warehouse. Is the word Eiffel in the name, maybe?
It was named after the designer,
perhaps. That's a solid guess.
Michael Eiffel.
His name, of course, has to rhyme.
Yeah. It has to almost rhyme.
It's a near rhyme.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that would make sense, Eiffel Tower. Unless Eiffel is a... I don't know if anyone speaks French, unless it's a French word.
Do any of us know? Nobody knows. So.
Well, you're obviously Scottish, McMahon. You're not.
Right, yeah. Never been overseas, but I'd like to go and visit my roots.
Your roots in Scotland?
That's right.
Yeah. Like that show, you could get on that show, Who Do You Think You Are? Or whatever it is, where they...
Well, I'd love to get on that show.
I think people like Paul Kelly might have been on that.
Yeah, that's right. I've got to check that. Not emailed me. I haven't checked my emails in a while. So,
Ask your agent.
I will.
Yeah. Do you speak to your agent much? Has he got many gigs?
Yeah, he does all right. We've got a love-hate relationship, but...
I guess if you've been together for... Have you been together a long time?
Oh, yeah. He set me up.
He set you up?
Yeah. No.
Because you had a hit in 1961.
Yeah, that's right.
So if he set you up, he would have been born in at least 1940.
He doesn't like to talk about his age on podcasts and such.
So he's still your age and now he's like 80...
Yes, he's 82. Yeah, that's it.
Which I guess if you had a hit in 1961... You're getting on as well.
I'm doing all right. Thanks.
Well, you look great.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So
you've
do
been
you.
Brushing your teeth and taking Panadol.
No, I actually don't brush my teeth. I'm part of the the minority that we were talking about before. Yeah.
You look like you've been using bees venom.
But who designed the Eiffel Tower?
I'm going to go with, I remembered it's Gustav Eiffel.
Gustav, I will lock in Gustav. I had a question before. Which actor portrayed James Bond in the film The Spy Who Loved Me?
Oh, The Spy Who Loved Me.
Which James Bond did we have in The Spy Who Loved Me?
Bond fans?
I don't watch a lot of films.
Don't you?
There is a co-worker.
Don't do a lot, do you, Aidan?
I'm trying to ask my co-worker to go see a film with me, but she keeps spitting on me.
Oh, spitting?
So, yeah.
Oh.
That's an interesting detail.
That's not okay.
Tough nut to crack, Luann, but she, I think...
But which actor portrayed James Bond in the film The Spy Who Loved Me? Now, it's obviously a huge goal of many singer-songwriters to, of course, write the James Bond song.
That's right, yeah.
Has that been one of your dreams?
I gave it a crack. They rejected it pretty quickly.
Oh, but, which film did you write for?
I wrote for the first one. Would you like to hear it?
Dr. No?
Yeah, Dr. No. Mm. I went, it was James Bond, Dr. No film. They didn't like it.
Oh, they rejected that, didn't they?
Yeah, they didn't like that at all.
I'd love to hear that. Is the rest behind a paywall?
The rest is behind a paywall,
love
yeah.
love to hear
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Hit my agent up.
What's behind a paywall? Because like, Spotify has a free version. Music, like Apple Music has a free version. I think it's just Jay-Z's title that there's no free version of. Are you on Jay-Z's title?
I've got
music?
Something like that going for myself.
Oh, yeah. Your own?
Yep. It's just my website.
Oh, great. Yeah. So it's just on your own.
Yeah, yeah, isaachhaig.com.
So your website is your manager's
yeah,
website.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, I get confused.
Yes, yes. So people, instead of to listen to your music, instead of going to Apple Music or...
That's right, know, yeah. We're not quite there yet. Yeah, that's right. We're still setting that all up, so...
Mm. So
yeah.
do you pay your like $8, $9, $10 a month, but you can just hear Guy McMahon's music?
That's right, yeah. It's a subscription service.
Hits such as Bowl Me Over, yeah. James Bond, Dr. No. I'm assuming that's what that's called.
Yeah, that's right.
It's interesting because the famous quote is, of course, Bond, James Bond. But in the song, you've got James Bond,
well,
James
it's confusing,
Bond.
No?
The name's James Bond, James Bond.
That's what I think it should be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
But who played James Bond in the film The Spy Who Loved Me? Do you remember The Spy Who Loved Me?
Yes, I'm a Bond fan. And
oh, yeah?
I'm almost Slumdog Millionaire-ing my way through this. Yeah. I watched a lot of them recently. And The Spy Who Loved Me, I'm pretty sure that's Roger Moore, one of his more acclaimed ones, because he's in a lot of naff ones.
He is, yeah.
And that might be the one that Jaws, you know, the big guy with the teeth.
Yeah, that goes to the moon.
We did the shark question,
follow-up
Dave.
Follow-up Moonraker.
But yeah, I think that's his first appearance when he was a baddie. So I think that's Roger Moore.
All right, we'll put Roger Moore. Which Australian musician released the album Skin in 2016, which won the ARIA Award for Album of the Year? Which Australian musician is behind the album Skin? You're a young guy, Aidan. You're listening to the charts.
I'm gonna say that he doesn't listen to a lot of music. That's my.
I was listening to a few songs before. They're a bit loud.
Yeah, well, they're just playing in the pharmacy where they. Because I've got. I mean, imagine the pharmacy plays what the top 40 does it.
Yeah, but I just don't get it. It makes me a bit. My skin a bit itchy when I listen to. When it gets a bit loud.
Lucky you work at the pharmacy.
Yeah, but
you're allergic to music.
You've been sniffing this whole time.
I've tried asking the chemists at the back what the problem might be, but they just spit on me.
Everyone seems to be spitting
on you.
Yeah,
you work with some real fucking dogs.
No, they're okay. They're all right.
All right.
We all go out to the strike afterwards, and we all...
Oh, wow, you're a bowler as well.
Yeah, I watch them bowl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Watch them bowl, yeah. And they're all in white coats, are they, all these people?
Yeah, so the fluoro lights are really funny on them, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm just wearing a shirt.
I don't know why. I feel really sorry for you.
Just trying to realise if I was walking past a pharmacy on the way in or a mental institution. I don't...
No, it's okay.
I don't remember.
What do you do in your spare time?
I walk around the apartment.
But which Australian musician released the album Skin in 2016, which won the ARIA Award for Album of the Year? I mean, wouldn't it be a dream to have Album of the Year, Guy McMahon?
Would be, and I would know.
Oh, because have you won?
Of course.
Which year? Because Skin was 2016.
Yeah, many, many, many years before that, of course. Mm-hmm. But it feels good. Thanks for asking.
And that was for your, which album was that?
It was the first time a single won Album of the Year.
What's it?
Yeah,
it
Bowl Me Over, yeah.
It was Bowl Me Over.
Yeah, it was.
1961.
Not the James Bond theme.
No.
Which I thought was going to be the one that would win. Mm. But you never predict these things.
You thought your James Bond theme would win Album of the Year.
Yeah, you know, you got to hold on to something. It's good to have goals.
Any ideas about this? Have you geeked with anyone lately?
No, I don't listen to much music myself, to be honest. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You don't want to be influenced by anyone else.
No, that's right. Of course. I do my own thing, baby.
Yeah.
Don't skin make condoms?
Because you sell condoms.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, I'm going to say condoms.
Okay. Great artist.
The artist Condoms might have written skin and then made some merch of actual condoms. That'd be great merch for a band called Condoms.
They're a bit thin for me. I don't like to use the thin ones because it's a bit rough on me.
Your character's too close to you. I don't want any more detail on that.
Seconded.
I don't know what you mean by character.
You think it's Flume?
It's Flume. Is that what you think I should say?
I was thinking Flume or Sia.
Thinking about people that was this 2016, 7 years ago?
2016. I'm pretty sure.
You're pushing me towards Flume.
I'm pretty sure. Okay. Also, Sia, I think, album of the year in the ARIA charts, maybe not.
But don't we love like an Aussie artist that goes over there, does heaps of good stuff, and then we go, oh, no, we like the.
Yeah.
Okay, no, but Flume. Flume. I'm feeling it.
I'd recommend Flume. Question number, where are we? 6.
Condoms.
What is the smallest unit of matter?
Oh, my goodness.
Did you have to study any form of science to work at a chemist?
No.
No.
I just dropped out of year 10.
Oh, did you?
I just kind of stayed at home a lot. I didn't really go to school, but.
Uh-huh. Anyone spitting on you?
No, school was pretty calm. I didn't really spend much time around people.
You didn't know. You didn't meet anyone at school.
No, I just sat down,
just sitting
the whole time.
Yeah,
right.
The library. I went in there once.
But what is the smallest
spat on
unit?
Me.
Did they?
Yeah, that time.
But what is the smallest unit of matter? That's good. Did you study science at all?
No, I didn't.
The arts all
no,
the way.
No, I got a teaching degree. My parents made me just in case, but didn't need it. I've got no clue.
But not a science teaching degree.
No. That's
what did you teach?
Beyond me. Oh, primary.
Primary, yeah. So a bit of everything. A bit of science, I guess.
Well, yes, but not to that level.
Not to the, you
I
know.
I could do shapes and colours and that sort of stuff. But I don't know.
What are some of your top
physics.
Shapes and colours?
Oh, well.
Actually, this might be a good
question
for Aiden.
You put me on the spot here.
What are some of your top shapes and colours?
I like a square. Mm-hmm. I like brown, beige, tan. I like.
Do you reckon it goes smaller than an atom, Dave?
I reckon it goes smaller than an atom. Like a term is coming to my mind, and I don't, quark, maybe or quag. Either of those.
I've heard quark. I think
quark.
Yes.
Did that come up in junior science?
No, just on the street.
You've heard, people,
just people shouting.
Maybe I'm just.
I heard that at the duck park. Just a little joke for you listeners.
Oh, yeah, a quark, and that's like a quantum something or other, isn't
it? I think it's something really, really small, and we'll probably find out that there's something even smaller than that. But
maybe like an ant.
Should I lock in ant for
the
thing?
Ant is available to you as an option.
But like sugar ant, one of those really small?
Yeah, or fire ant.
Fire ant, okay. Fire. I think I'm going to go with quark.
You stick with quark,
but
okay.
In brackets, we'll ant.
I'll lock in quark. Question number 7. How many bones are in an elephant's trunk? Has elephant trunks come up on Do Go
Unfortunately,
On?
Unfortunately not. Not enough elephant trunk disasters.
Yeah. So, maybe more of a heist thing. Yeah. Maybe it's one of Matt's. I can imagine an elephant's
exactly,
trunk coming up
exactly,
in a heist.
For sure.
I think it's a trick question. I think it's zero.
It's just a muscle.
Yeah. Cartilage is a bone.
But you wouldn't. Yeah, I suppose so. Is it?
It's kind of out of my area of expertise.
Yeah, me too. Some help we are.
Aiden, what sort of subject were you hoping would come up as your specialist topic?
Maybe something about the pane of glass that I have to talk around, or maybe
The sneeze guard.
The paper bag I put the things in, or maybe the taste and texture of spit.
Okay, well, there's a few questions to go. Is that kind?
Yeah, there's 3 left.
So three topics there. Who knows what will come up? But it's good to know what the brain trusts really are bringing to the table.
Do you want to put zero?
I reckon zero. You reckon it's a trick?
I think that's smart. I reckon that's a smart answer for a smart guy.
All right, we'll lock in zero. Question number 8. Who holds the record for the most home runs in Major League Baseball history?
Sometimes I run around the home.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you hold the record?
You wouldn't know.
I don't think. I don't, yeah. Maybe. I could.
Yeah, okay.
I've not really spoken to anyone. They're being kept.
Are they being kept?
Yeah. Do you know how many times you've run around your apartment?
Yeah. There's a knife I scratch. Every time I run around the house, I do a lap and I scratch a line into the wall of my apartment.
Yeah, I think it might have been a mental institution that I walked past. I think it really could have been.
It's dicey territory.
Yeah. And that might have been spit guards. The little plastic.
Yeah, I don't make fun of your life, do I, Karen?
That's far out, yeah.
But who holds the record for the most home runs in Major League Baseball history?
Oh!
Unfortunately, that's what
we're
looking for.
Should have let you finish the question.
Yeah.
could have avoided all of that.
Major League Baseball history.
Garmin Man, you a baseball fan?
Baseball. American baseball.
It's going to be an American name, I guess, isn't it?
I suppose, yeah. What's the most American name you can think of?
I want to say, like, Brick.
Yeah, it would be. Brick. And he's got his
Chad.
Strong arm. His last name's a pun for how good he is at sport. Yeah.
Like, Chad Chode or something.
Chad Chode?
Chad Chode's done it again.
Lock it in.
John Locking Chad Chode.
Like Damien Warren.
The only one I can really think of is like Babe Ruth.
Do you want to put Babe Ruth?
As a stab. Otherwise, it's those characters that appeared on that episode of The Simpsons. That's the only...
That's the reference
Strawberry
point. Yeah.
Or Babe Ruth. I'm going to go... What do you think?
Is The Simpsons a real... Is that an access point to the world for you?
Absolutely.
Yes,
an entry to many, many things. And still, I watch things and I go, ha! That's what that's referencing. And you feel a little smug.
Great, I'll lock in Babe Ruth. Question number 9. Which Australian artist created the iconic sculpture, Three-Piece Reclining Figure Number 1? Which is displayed in Sydney.
It's got to be someone who's really creative when they're thinking of titles for their work.
And it's so iconic.
How do you create titles for your work? Do you just look straight to the lyrics or do you like hope to achieve something a bit higher?
Yeah, it's always got to come from a place of truth within the song, you know? It's usually the name, it's usually the hook or the chorus, but whatever's calling out to me at the time, whatever's out of sight.
So, like, what are some favourites across the years? You know, because you've been working now for 60 years at least.
That's right. In Memoriam of the Milk Bar, which is my little love story to the old corner stores of yesteryear.
I do miss those milk bars.
Yeah, well, that's what the song is trying to evoke. So, you can check it out at my website, isaachaig.com.
But which Australian artist created the iconic sculpture Three-Piece Reclining Figure Number 1? You big art fan, Aidan.
You are. Yeah, there's this I like the statue, the library.
Oh yeah.
I've never really looked at it.
What's it a statue of? What's the it's, you paint it?
It's a person. It's they're a standing.
Person. A standing person.
Not reclining.
No, so yeah. They're looking and I think it's made of some kind of rock, maybe. And I think he might be bigger than a person is normally.
Excellent detail.
Excellent.
It's helpful, yeah.
Can we name any Australian sculptors?
Yeah, that's what we're looking for, really, isn't it? Any Australian sculptor.
I went to uni with his dad's a sculptor.
Oh, what's the dad's name?
His name's Robbie Rollins, but I don't think it's him. So I hope he listens to this. That'd be really funny.
And does it say Australian artist?
I don't even know the piece. Have you heard of...
No, I don't know I don't know the piece. Apparently it's iconic, but I don't...
I've Googled Three-Piece Reclining. It's just an ad for freedom.
Oh! That hasn't... hasn't
narrowed it down.
Iconic lazy boy.
Is it the Sydney Opera House?
Number one. Because if we bring up the...
the Opera House the image. Sculpted the piece...
I thought maybe the Sydney Opera House was the sculpture.
Give him a chance.
There's the piece. Could you describe the piece? Perhaps?
Okay, so it does look like three things possibly made out of rock. Aidan, you'd be interested to hear.
Oh, I've seen those.
It's at the Tate. There you go. So it's a pretty well-known global piece.
Okay. It's not ringing
any
bells.
Looks like three ball sacks, doesn't it?
Yeah, three.
That would have been a far more creative title.
Yeah.
Three ball sacks reclining.
Not to be confused with my single four ball sacks reclining.
Oh, how does that go?
It's behind a paywall. You wouldn't guess.
That's a shame.
And that one's for good reason.
Trying to put Bobby Rollins. Was that it?
It's Robbie.
Robbie Bolins.
Sure.
Should we go? I think we should lock that in just in case.
Robbie Bolins.
Bobby Rollins.
It's Robbie, but that's fine.
Hey, I reckon we
not anymore. Question number 10. Who allegedly wrote the song Golden Years for Elvis Presley but ended up recording it himself? Do you have any tracks called Golden Years by chance?
No, I did submit a track for James Bond GoldenEye, though.
It's not behind a paywall, is it?
That one is behind a paywall. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Golden Years. I mean, I guess this is, we could also, powers of deduction here. If we know the artist behind the song Golden Years, we would have to assume.
Sorry, I thought you were going to say, powers of deduction here, we can rule out Elvis.
Yeah.
But it's literally any other artist.
That's a good spot to start.
Okay, great. Well, it's very famous. So, Golden Years, does that song ring any bells with anyone?
You don't listen to music.
No, I don't listen to music, but I'm looking forward to my golden years.
Great.
I hope I'm not.
That'd be like next week, wouldn't it?
I really hope so.
Me too.
Golden years,
is this genuinely it?
That's genuinely it.
Right,
that's the song. Yeah.
Oh, that was a little scary.
Is it any more than that?
Golden years.
So I probably got to guess that.
Golden years.
I'm thinking like a Sinatra type.
David Bowie has a song called Golden Years.
It is very Bowie, actually. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, so that rendition, no real especially. Melody. Yeah. That's very Bowie, isn't it?
And is that the same song?
Well, this is a question. I know that's like powers of deduction. I do know that David Bowie has a song called Golden Years. Did he write that originally for Elvis Presley?
Let's go with it. Are you happy with that, Aiden?
Yeah, let's check with Aiden.
Happy.
Yeah. Yeah, great, great.
Yeah, great.
I'm
that's
happy.
10 questions.
Wow.
Well done, everyone.
Yeah. Wow. I think we did great.
Good job, guys.
Good. Thank you so much, Aiden, by the way. You're great.
How are you feeling? Yeah. You feel we did okay?
I feel like we started well, and then towards the end, the sculpture off. Had no idea. Yeah.
Right, that's true.
And the
you don't think you got Bobby Rollins? Let's find out. Question number one.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
In cricket, what are we talking about when we refer to the white ball game? It is indeed one day cricket. Oh. 50 over cricket.
Oh, damn.
The largest species of shark is the whale shark.
It is.
Oh, there you wow. go. I'm incredible.
Good stuff. Eiffel designed the Eiffel Tower.
We had a good start.
Do Go On comes through with the answer there. Roger Moore portrayed James Bond in the film The Spy Who Loved Me. 4 from 4 so far.
Wow. Okay.
In 2016, Flume won the ARIA Award for Album of the Year with his album Skin.
Let's keep it going, baby.
Wow.
The smallest unit of matter is a atom.
Oh. Really?
Not a quark.
Is it a quark not inside an atom?
Oh, no, I have no idea. Like maybe the definition of matter here.
Oh,
technicality.
Okay, okay, yeah, great. Yeah. There you go.
The elephant's trunk has zero bones.
Yeah, trick question.
Yeah. Barry Bonds holds the record for the most home runs in Major League Baseball.
Barry Bonds, that's
not Babe Ruth.
Yeah, but that doesn't sound too dissimilar to your friend's dad, the architect.
Bobby Bolins, Barry Bonds,
it's all good.
Who did not design, create the iconic sculpture, three-piece reclining figure number one. That was Henry Moore, another Moore.
Ah, well, they had Moore on the brain, the quiz writer.
Yes, but David Bowie allegedly wrote the song Golden Years for Elvis Presley, giving you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 out of 10.
Well wow. done, everyone.
That's very good.
That's a great result, considering the team that you had.
Yeah.
What is that supposed to mean?
This incredible brain trust.
I might quit my job at the chemist.
Don't.
And
yeah, you should do that.
I might start working at the handbag store.
I believe in you.
Oh, wow. A step up.
Yeah. Everyone's got to step up eventually.
Strand bags on the corner down there.
Yeah, I think it's my time.
All right.
If you want to apply for them right now, they might be listening. Do you want to like give your full name and a resume?
Yeah. Aiden Thomas Wilcox is my full name. My phone number's 0414-921-146.
I'm not editing this one, so I really hope that's wrong.
And my Email addresses.
Try it and find out.
My email address is AidenWilcox@hotmail.com.
And that's your resume.
Yeah. So I'm really fast, and I've seen a bag before. So if you want to hire me at Strand Bags, I'd be a great asset to your team. And
well, Aidan, thank you very much for being here. And contributing to 7 out of 10. And Guy McMahon.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Corin. And wonderful job, Dave.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here. Pass on my thanks to Isaac.
Yeah, we'll do. Well, next time I see him.
For hooking this up and making
course,
this all happen.
Of course, yeah. Wonderful, wonderful.
And we'll see you next time. And congratulations, 7 out of 10, Dave.
Thank you. Feels good.
You can, of course, listen to Do Go On in the podcast app.
Absolutely.
That you're in right now. You can listen to the 400th ep.
Yeah.
What's coming up for Do Go On? It'll just... 400 more episodes.
Exactly. Yeah. There's 8 more years locked in. Now, we've got some hopeful live shows coming up. Right. We're really hoping to go to America at the end of the year, but the visa is up in the air, so best of luck.
Okay. Yeah. Keep listening to Do Go On, you'll find out. That's Wax Quizzle this week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.